The Springfield Roman Catholic Diocese will for the first time have a layperson as chief administrator of its school system. Bishop Mitchell Rozanski Tuesday announced the appointment of Daniel Balargian as the new diocesan superintendent of schools effective July 1st. He takes over a Catholic school system in western Massachusetts that has gone through closings and consolidations over the last decade and now has 13 elementary and secondary schools with an enrollment of about 2,700 students. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Balargian.
Well, I've been working in Catholic education for a long time. I worked in the missions in Central America. I worked as a teacher in Connecticut, assistant principal in Texas, an elementary principal in Virginia. I was in Cullman, Alabama, and moved back up to the Northeast to be close to family, but wanted to continue my work in Catholic education. So after I completed my doctoral studies, which were really geared to help superintendents understand the needs of Catholic schools in the, throughout the country, I applied to Springfield, which was a really nice opening. It's close to our family, and wanted to see if it was a good fit for our family and if I was a good fit for the diocese.
What made it a good fit?
Well, it's close to family, which is nice. Bishop Rozanski has a vision for what he wants to accomplish in his Catholic schools. There's a growth mindset. They want to be moving in the right direction, and from some of the things that I've studied, I feel like I can be a help for him to accomplish those things.
You think you can grow Catholic education? I mean, we've been through a period here in this diocese where we've seen schools close, consolidate, attendance has been dropping, costs have been rising for parents. How do you go about addressing those issues?
I think the most important thing to start is to assess what's happening, make sure that the schools are being true to their mission, providing an academically, you know, excellent education, making sure that the Catholic identity of the schools is strong, and then working on marketing the benefits of Catholic education. I think that some people have forgotten what the benefits of a Catholic education are, both Catholic families and non-Catholic families. Catholic schools traditionally have been done a very good job in preparing students for the workforce, preparing them for life, preparing them for college. And so we need to market, we need to tell people the story of how productive our Catholic school students are when they come out of our schools. And then work with them to find out where their needs are. Why aren't they accessing Catholic education? Why aren't these families coming to our schools? I think it's almost as important to figure out why people aren't coming as why they are coming, so that we can start to establish the relationships necessary to encourage them back into our Catholic schools.
I can tell you one reason, at least anecdotally, why some people don't come, and that is that they say, there's no guarantee you're going to be there at the end when my child is ready to graduate. If I invest 3 or 4 years in this and then you close, how do you answer that concern that is the Catholic school going to be there for me in the long run?
Well, that's the importance of really having good strategic plans and working with the schools to make sure that we have proper indicators for vitality, making sure that the schools have an understanding of what makes a school vital, not just viable, but vital. So making sure that enrollment trends are where they need to be, making sure the population trends where a school are where they're supposed to be, and then make sure the schools are doing what they're supposed to. If the schools are doing what they're supposed to and the other factors are in place, then we can never guarantee anything. But what we can do is we can provide a sense of stability maybe that people are lacking right now, where they've seen these closures happen. They don't know if this is the bottom, this is a valley, or if we're still going downhill. So as we provide some stability, as we work on targeted enrollment trends, and we see more stability in the school system itself, well, then we have a story we can tell, and we can encourage people to join with us to providing the stability. Because stability doesn't just come from the schools, it comes from the parents investing in the schools. And so we have to work together.
Last question, as I know the bishop has told you, he's already undertaken the strategic review of the Catholic elementary schools throughout the diocese. Any word on when that's going to be ready, the results of that are going to be ready, and what will happen after that?
We just talked about that briefly during the interview because I knew we had started conducting that study, but Bishop Rozanski and I haven't really sat down and had that conversation yet.